it is prohibited for a Jew to have relations with a woman who is not Jewish. It is a prohibition that basically encompasses the whole Torah, because one of the ways we understand it is that if you're going to live with someone, if a person has relations with someone, then they develop an affinity to that person. If our sages said, don't buy their bread, don't drink their wine, so then obviously they certainly, when a person lives with someone, so then they're getting close, and there's a strong likelihood that they're going to end up together, much more than one night. So the prohibition of living with a woman who's not Jewish, for a Jew to live with a non-Jewish woman, is on many, many different levels. On the spiritual level, Chazal tell us that that when a child is born, we circumcise him, a Jewish child, when he's 8 days old. And when a person passes away, so when he goes and he gets judged, even if he has to go to Gehenim, so Avraham Avinu comes to Gehenim and says, everyone that has a bris milah, I don't let in. When a person lives with a non-Jewish woman, Chazal tell us that spiritually that causes his arla, his foreskin, to grow back. And then Avraham Avinu says, I don't recognize him. But that's my boy. He lived with her. So spiritually, it causes a person, so to speak, to become uncircumcised. Halachically, a person is deserving of the death penalty that kana'im pogimbo, that those who are zealous can kill him right away when they see him. We don't bring him to court. We don't judge him. Kill him on the spot. If someone who has certification as a kana'i, like Pinchas, someone today, I don't think we have someone certified to do that, just like we don't execute any other death penalty. And when it comes to beyond that, when it comes to the concept, so it's all encompassing. It's like a person saying, what if I do something that in most probability will annul all of my keeping of Torah and mitzvahs? So we say, don't do that. That's not something you should ever come near. Stay away from that with 10-foot pole. And anyone that gives any other answer, to quote Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, doesn't begin to understand what Judaism is about. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, someone once came to him with this. He said, well, technically there's this prohibition and that prohibition, and maybe living with a non-Jewish girl is somewhere else on the scale. So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky said, no, anyone that tells you it's somewhere else on the scale does not begin to understand what Judaism is about. That is all of the Torah. That is everything.